front yard, playing spin the bottle out behind the barn, chasing fireflies into the night on the 4th of July, spitting watermelon seeds to see who's best. Pops dropped his teeth and the dog did the rest. We laughed so hard we all darn near cried on the 4th of July. I remember those fireworks in the sky, hot dogs and french fries, ice cream and apple pie on the 4th of July. Skinny dipping down in Johnson's Creek, I thought I'd grown up when I got my first peek. I see Becky Smith in the moonlight on the 4th of July. Got my first kiss when I was 10. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. She kicked me in the shin and punched me in the eye on the 4th of July. I remember those fireworks in the sky, hot dogs and french fries, ice cream and apple pie on the 4th of July. I remember those fireworks in the sky, hot dogs and french fries, ice cream and apple pie on the 4th of July. On the 4th of July. On the 4th of July.
So that was James Ray's single, 4th of July, and you're listening to Heart Talks with Jane. And yeah, so if you want to learn some line dancing, head to the Raglan Club at 5:30 on a Thursday, except the last Thursday. And yeah, Louisa, or maybe Siani, will teach you a line dance, and it's good to get there. 5:30 on the dot, because you get a good half hour in of lessons, they're free, and you can learn some pretty easy dances. And then we do them when James Ray starts at 6 and to the music, so it's a very cool night. Yeah, it does get a bit trickier further into the night, but you know, you just follow along the best you can and have some fun. So yeah, James has written another single about his daughter called Faith, but we'll play that a bit later on. So I'm dedicating this show to Alethea, who passed away in the UK 4 or 5 days ago. And yeah, just talking about the connection with her, and started off working with her cat that had passed away mysteriously, and she wanted to know a little bit about what had actually happened. So we did a session with her to find out a bit more about that. And then but later on we used to catch up and just have friendly chats. But then, but later on, she had her dog got very sick, and she just wanted confirmation that it was time for him to be passed over as well by the vet. And it came through very clearly that yes, it was, and that he needed to be over there for to meet her when she passed. So, yeah, I'm sure she'll be flittering around at the moment with them. Very happy to see each other again. So yeah, but condolences to Alethea's family and all her friends in the UK. She had an amazing support network over there by the look of it. Yeah, so it really is an interesting time when you've got that impending last step on the planet, which is to leave it. And yeah, and I find being honest and upfront and just saying it like it is, the best way to be. And I think the people in that situation appreciate it too, because, you know, I know when my dad was on his way out, he had a AAA operation and ended up in ICU at Waikato Hospital for 10 days, I think, all up. And, yeah, and I remember on his final day, the nurses went straight up the whole way through. They were sort of, you could see in their eyes that, no, he wasn't going to last. But, yeah, they went straight up and they went direct. And the only person that was a wonderful male nurse from the UK, Mark. Some of you might know him around town here. Caught up with him again recently because his partner Tish does line dancing, and it was amazing catching up actually, because I still remember that last day of Dad's, even though it was gone over 20 years ago, very clearly. And I remember Mark being very straight up and saying, look, you know, his blood pressure's dropped, it's not going to last. So it meant that I could organise mum to come back in, I could do the things that I needed to do, and yeah, so that she could spend more time with him, and we could be there when he finally went. So forever grateful for Mark, to Mark, for being so straight up. And I think that's the way that we need to be in life, but yeah, especially in death. Okie dokie, let's play another song here. Actually, let's play this one. I heard there's a young girl called Effie McLean. She's just put a single out on Spotify. She's a lovely singer. She lives in Hamilton, and it's called Reason I Sing.
And I sing. If I lost you, I'd lose everything. You're the reason I sing. And if I lost you, I'd lose everything.
That was Effie MacLeod's new single, Reason I Sing. And she's a lovely girl, great mum, lovely son. And I think she still lives in Hamilton. So, yeah, this program, this is Heart Talks, and this program is dedicated to Alethea, who passed away of bone cancer in the UK recently. And we're just talking about that end-of-life stuff. And you know how it's best to be straight up to the point. Don't beat around the bush. I think it's the best way to be in life, actually. Yeah, and also I was listening to Aaron's morning show this morning, and Mike Jewell was on it again, and what really came through quite strongly is how we need to move. And I know that was something with Alethea, is, you know, she really struggled with moving right at the end as well, and she was quite bloated in her appearance, and I think things just sort of slid off so much that moving was difficult. And our bodies do really need to move. And on the show they were talking about standing desks and things like that, and parking further away than you need to, you know, even though there's closer parks, park further away so you can get some steps in. Line dancing is definitely a good way to move, I tell you. It's definitely changed my exercise routine. And if I'm in the kitchen and a song comes on that we do line dancing to, then I'm off. And also, like, I remember years ago I had was doing a bit of massage from home, and I'd have quite a few sort of overweight, middle-aged clients come, and I'd just say, look, just park down the end of the, you know, go up to your house, drive up to your house, but then walk back. They all lived on farms and stuff. Walk back to the letterbox. So it's really just about incorporating as much movement as you can. And then I think I told this story a couple of weeks ago, but I'll tell it again because it relates. A friend's a commercial property person in Sydney, and there's an old guy that's the last tenant or owner of one of the residential properties that they want to buy up, to knock down, to put all these commercial properties on. And so she goes around and says where he's at, and he's 107, and she said to him, so what's your secret? And he said, well, two things: keep moving and have a glass of whiskey at 3 o'clock every afternoon. So that's his secret to getting to 107. And so, yeah, definitely movement is imperative. And I used to see it with my parents, though, too, because they had a back trip from Matara, but they lived in Matangi. And it's, you know, when they were at the beach, they just walked everywhere, barely used the car, and just looked so much healthier and happier. Come back to Matangi, back into the car, and things would start to slide off. So, yeah, definitely it keeps you happier, and probably gets all those endorphins going. Also, my Chinese herbalist guy, Dr. Wu in Hamilton, he's amazing. If you ever want to go to an acupuncturist, go to him. Dr. Wu Lee, his name is, he's on Tarapa Street. He said to me that 10 minutes of walking is better than an hour with him. So he's a huge advocate of just walking, and not like speed walking, just moving. And I find, though, that when I'm in prisons and walking, my walking is pretty, it's a pretty slow pace anyway. But he had a client years ago that came to him with liver cancer and was told by doctors, you know, he wasn't going to make it. And Dr. Wu said, right, well, just walk, walk everywhere. You know, if you're not sleeping or eating, you're moving. And his liver cancer, according to Dr. Wu, disappeared. So, yeah, it's simple, it's free, and it works, and everybody should be making more of an effort to do it. Yeah, apply yourself. Like I told Susan, line dancing a few weeks ago. Okie dokie. Let's have another song. And this one's by Brad Paisley. It's got Dolly Parton in it, and it's called When I Get Where I'm Going.
When I get where I'm going, on the far side of the sky, the first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly. I'm gonna land beside a lion and run my fingers through his mane, or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. Gonna walk with my granddaddy, and he'll match me step for step, and I'll tell him how I've missed him every minute since he left, and then I'll hug his neck. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. So much pain and so much dark, this world we stumble through, all these questions I can't answer, so much work to do. But when I get where I'm going, and I see my Maker's face, I'll stand forever in the light of His amazing grace. Oh,
And that was When I Get Where I'm Going by Brad Paisley and Dolly Parton. And for Alethea, they're all for her because the show's dedicated to her heart talks today. Because she left the planet, she moved over a few days ago in the UK. And yeah, we used to catch up over, I only met her 5 months ago, and we used to catch up on Zoom, and one of the sessions that I had with her, we did a little bit of work together, because I do animal communication, but I also work with people, and we just looked at, she said she was really struggling with, you know, connecting to her heart, and really struggling with feeling, you know, much joy for what was going on, because she was really focused in who she was going to miss when she left. So we just did a little sort of a process that took her into her heart, and she really connected with herself and what she really loved. And so, yeah, and I said to her I would message her list, and so here's a few things off her list that she connected with, that she loved. And it was about herself, but it was also about what she loved, her dog, Gandhi, and who she's now with, because he passed over about a month ago. Life and nature, feeling the trees, freedom and adventure, dancing, the beach, the sea, horses, animals, being seen and acknowledged, and her strength, and who she is. I don't hide, she says, who I am for other people, and I've heard that she was an amazing friend and an amazing mother. Her eccentricity and authenticity, and her daughters and son, which she had huge and still has huge love for. So yeah, there's a few things. Can read a few more off later on. And yeah, it's interesting how, you know, you cannot know someone very long, but they can really sort of make a difference to you when you connect heart to heart and you connect in truth. And yeah, and even from miles away, because we have such wonderful technology now that you can just get on a screen and talk to anyone in the world. So yeah, it's it was a really nice learning for me. And very appreciative and grateful to Alethea for accepting me into her world in those last few months. So, yeah, and also just, I was just also reflecting on the morning show this morning, Aaron's interview with Mike Jewell, and how he was talking about moving and how important that is as well. And you do see it, you know, I've seen it, I've been in and out of hospital a lot, and you know, in Greenland, I remember there was a lot of people dying in different rooms around. It was the ENT ward at Greenland Hospital, used to be in an old war annex out the back. And so you were sort of just all mixed in together there. I think they had a male and a female wing, but at one stage they were doing one of the wings up, so everyone was sort of mixed in together. And yeah, quite often you'd be sitting in the lounge watching TV and they'd go, we're just going to shut the doors because they're wheeling out a body. So there's a lot of death happening, and you'd see it, you know, the person would be up walking around, walking, and then the less they walked, the quicker they dropped off. So yeah, moving in all aspects of phases of your life is really important. Yeah, and line dancing, of course, is imperative, and that happens at the Raglan Club every Thursday night. So let's play with James Ray. So let's play his second single out now that's just recently come out, and he wrote it for his daughter, and it's called Faith.
Prayers are answered, cause I know it's true. Like her fairy tale book, she's my princess, and she'll fill my life until I'm laid to rest. I don't need fortune or luck, all I need is my faith to love. When I'm down and the times are tough, my angel is faith, and she lifts me up. My angel is faith, and she lifts me up. Faith in my heart, it's a wonderful day, right from the start. Bright morning sun, or dark and stormy skies, there's a rainbow of love in her eyes. I don't need fortune or luck, all I need is my faith and love. When I'm down and the times are tough, my angel is faith, and she lifts me up. My angel is faith. I love her beyond my dying days. Heaven on earth is my angel faith. Heaven on earth is my angel faith. I don't need fortune or luck. All I need is my faith. When I'm down and the times are tough, my angel is faith, and she lifts me up. My angel is faith, and she lifts me up. My angel is faith, and she lifts me up. My angel is faith, and she lifts me up. Woo!
That was Faith by James Ray, and who plays at the Raglan Club every Thursday night from 6 till 9, and there's really nice food you can get down there, and the bar staff are really lovely. So, yeah, it's a good spot to be on a Thursday night, especially if you like country music, which I never used to like country music, but since discovering the joys of line dancing, it's actually growing on me. And I think that's another thing, that's a really good point actually, is that we should really stay open to opportunities and open to enjoying things that we maybe have been a bit closed off to in the past. And interviewing Steve the other week, he was saying that he's just so not a country music fan, and that's because his parents used to play country music that was, you know, from the 1950s, which country music these days is pretty cool. You know, there's that Shaboozy guy that, you know, they say he's at the crossroads of hip-hop and country, and yeah, some really good music is coming out, and Ray LaMontagne, he's a lovely country singer. So, yeah, I think just being open to opportunities, and I'm finding too, the more that I stay in the present moment, the more that I'm connected to my true self, which is my heart, because, you know, the heart we're talking about is not mushy, you know, well, it's not the physical heart either. We're really talking about your superconscious or your, you know, your higher self, that part of you that's connected to, well, some people call it the universe. Some people call it, you know, all time and space, and you're also connected to other people, and that's why, you know, even people that aren't that aware about this sort of stuff, is you get those hits of, oh, so-and-so is going to ring soon, and then they do, and you're like, wow, must be psychic, but really, it's just that we are all connected at the end of the day, and we just need to tune into ourselves first, and that happens first and foremost from being in the present moment. And being in the present moment's really easy. It's just about totally being present with what you're doing. And I was listening to Eckhart Tolle the other day, and he was talking about people in the service industry. And this would be a really good workshop to put together too for people, you know, that work in cafes and stuff. Because being, you know, if you go to cafes, but, you know a good service and you know bad service, but can be a bit of a fine line, because the person serving you, waitress or waiter or whatever, can be really pleasant, be really nice, but there's a difference between if they're fully present and serving you to if they're not. And if they are, they're going to place your meal or your coffee on the table with intention from the heart, and it makes a huge difference. And you know, one person that jumps out at me that does this, she's made a bit of an art of it, and that's Monica at La La Land. When she passes you your hot chocolate or your chai, she does it in a way that she makes it with love, and then she serves it with love. And yeah, it makes a huge difference to how you feel, and you feel like you want to go back there because you want to have that moment of experience. And I also never forget, I was in Colorado back in 2018 doing a course there with a woman called Margaret Paul, who does inner bonding, and she told this story about a guy in the service industry, and he was just not sure, maybe a South African guy, and all he did was took tickets. That's all he did. As you went through the gate to get on the aeroplane, he just took your ticket. And she said that when he took her ticket, and he may have said a few words to her as well, but because of his presence and because of the intention behind what he did, she just had the most amazing experience. It put her in presence. It took her out of her head, so to speak, so she was not in the future worrying about the plane trip or where she was going or what had just happened. She was completely there. And the love that came through from him when he did it. And yeah, it would have made her want to go back around and have that flight again. So it's the same in cafes, you know, when the service people serve you from the heart in the present moment with love, it makes you want to go back. And I think it's worth being taught that, actually, because people just don't really realise that there is such a thing. So, yeah, let's have another song in you. Let's have All My Love by Led Zeppelin.
Should I fall out of love, my It's a feather in the wind. Within the glow that weaves a cloak of delight, that moves a thread that has no end. For many hours and days that pass ever soon, the tides of course the flame to dim. At last the arm is straight, the hand to the loom. Is this the end?
This week at the Harvey Hotel, Tuesday trivia night and $10 per special. Wednesday, pizza special, 20% off any pizza, 5 for late. Thursday, a massive jackpot draw of $1,300. Big raffle and burger and beer for $30. Friday, happy hour 4 to 7 and karaoke night 7:30 till late. And $10 mojitos and pina colada Thursdays, Friday. Saturday and Sunday, brunch night till 2.
Big up!
We look forward to welcoming you and yours for a great time in Raglan at the Harbour View Hotel.
Starting a landscaping project or just need ideas? Come and see us at Raglan Landscape Supplies. We have all the landscaping products you need. From stones to sleepers, sand to bark, drainage meters to builder's mix, pavers to compost. We even have a plant nursery. We deliver to your door. We have free customer loan trailers. We also hire out a post-hole borer, concrete mixer, compactor and water blaster.
Please check out our website, www.raglanlandscapesupplies.co.nz.
We are at 140 Tomato Road. Look for the big green wheelbarrow or ring 825 0577.
If you have ever thought about volunteering, now is a great time to contact Volunteering Waikato. Their website makes it easier than ever before to find the right opportunity in your town. Get involved in your community, boost your CV, meet new people and learn new skills. For more information, go to volunteeringwaikato.org.nz. Volunteering Waikato, enriching lives.
When in the West, listen to the best, Raglan Community Radio 98.1.
We were eyes wide open when the world got dark, dancing to a rhythm that feels so hard you could feel it. You could feel it. Down a feeling that I can't explain, but I need it. Yeah, I need it.
Tunes. That was Wild Dogs Running in a Slow Dream by Coldplay. Yeah, and the one before that was Led Zeppelin's All My Love. And yeah, apparently Robert Plant wrote that when his son tragically passed away, I think in 1977, around there. He had some stomach thing going on. So, very sad. Yeah, so this, we're dedicating Heart Talks today to Alethea, who passed away in the UK a few days ago, maybe 4 or 5 days ago. Yeah, she had cancer, and it went away and came back, and then went away and came back, and got into her bones, and yeah, she fought, I think, amazingly well. When I first met her 5 months ago, she was told she had 2 weeks to live. I don't know that I agree with that, actually, with doctors telling people that they only have so much to live, because so much time. I used to work for a general surgeon, Mr. Bird, and a gastroenterologist, Dr. Stokes, in Hamilton back in, oh my goodness, mid-80s, as their medical receptionist. This was before I had the operation on my throat that stuffed my voice, as you can hear. I've got scarred vocal cords. And they used to tell people all the time, and I remember being there, and we had an old guy who had secondary deposits in his liver, which apparently it's like grabbing a handful of sand and just throwing it through a liver, and you just can't take it out. And Mr. Bird had told him he had 3.5 months to live, and he was still there a couple of years later. And because his wife used to ring up every second Friday, and he'd go into Waikato into a ward to give her a break. So every second Friday I was booking him in for over 2 years. So yeah, I really think too it depends on who we have around us. And who we're connected with. Connection is a huge thing. But also what we allow our subconscious to hear, you know, and what we buy into. And obviously that guy was just like, nah, don't buy into that. And then there's this other story where my ex-husband and I bought this house in Hamilton off these people, and her mother was one of the first people, I think, around that got diagnosed with AIDS, and she got it through a blood transfusion. And then, of course, her father tested positive for HIV as well, AIDS. And he was like, no, I can't have it. No, I haven't got it. And they said, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, the results clearly say that you have. And he was like, no, I don't have it. I have to look after my wife. I don't have it. And he went back and had another test about 3 or 4 months later, and it was completely negative. He just hadn't subscribed to that piece of information at all. And and then he was completely clear. Unfortunately, he walked out in front of a bus and got killed not long after. So her mum ended up living with her, and she ended up nursing her through her last few months on the planet. That was a long time ago, but yeah, there are so many stories around like that. So the thing is that we put doctors up on these huge pedestals, and Mr. Bird was an amazing surgeon, don't get me wrong. He was incredible. He had the most wonderful dry sense of humour. He's a really lovely man, really lovely boss. So was Dr. Stokes. And I think that we, you know, we really believe what these doctors tell us, and so we take it on board. And even if on the surface we don't, I think sometimes we don't really know where our focus is underneath it, or we don't really know what we're taking in. And going back to that word equanimous, I think equanimity really plays a big part in you know, your reaction to that. Like, as reaction to having a positive HIV result, it was a bit severe. It was like, no, I just don't have it. But at the same time, there was obviously, you know, it was strong enough. And there would have been some equanimity in there, where he just wasn't taking on board anything that anybody else said. And it's not a disbelief, it's just a, no, this is what I believe and I'm sticking to it. So, yeah, really interesting how powerful we are as beings and how we really have the ability to create our experiences in life. So, yeah, something worth looking more into, I think. Let's play this one. It's called Fix You by Coldplay.
When you try your best but you don't succeed, when you get what you want but not what you need, when you feel so tired but you can't sleep, stuck in reverse, and the tears come streaming down your face, when you lose something you can't replace, when you love someone but it goes to waste, could it be worse? I'm
lights will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you.
So that was Fix You by Coldplay, and apparently that was written by Chris Martin for his girlfriend at the time, who was Gwyneth Paltrow, to help her deal with the loss of her father. So, yeah, because this show, Heart Talks, today is dedicated to Alethea, who passed away in the UK 4 or 5 days ago, and I connected with her first as a client, and then because she wanted to find out what had happened to her cat, who had died mysteriously, and then we ended up just catching up from time to time when she could. Had another session before her dog was ready to, Gandhi, was ready to be passed over by the vet. It's funny, I work with quite a few people that have very sick animals, and actually a client the other day had a horse that had been up and down quite a bit, and she messaged me and said, can you have a look at him, what's going on with him? So I said, yeah, sure. And I just couldn't make myself sit down and do it. I vacuumed and I just stuffed around, and I was turning it as I was to the horse as I was vacuuming and stuff, and I realised I was avoiding doing it, because when I actually did sit down and have a little chat to him and heard him, he was ready to go. And that's always the hardest thing, is to confirm to a animal carer that it's time for their animal to be helped on their final leg of their journey on the planet. And so I told her, and she said yes. She knew deep down that that was the right thing to do for him. And when we looked even further, we could see that there wasn't just the initial issue that was going on. There was lots and lots of little things going on as well. So it definitely was his time. And when she got the vet out, he said, yes, you're definitely doing the right thing. So it's a really hard thing to do. And Alethea, when we worked with her dog, it was definitely the right thing for him. And sometimes it's way past the right time, because the animal is just like, for God's sakes, just tell them I need to go. So, but we like to hang on to our pets, because it's one of the hardest things we have to do, is letting them go. When I had to put my dog Daisy to sleep, it was just, I think I cried for about 4 days. Losing a child too would be up there with losing your dog, obviously. And so with Alethea, one of the sessions we did with her, because she really lost connection with herself, and she really was, her focus was in what she was losing and not what she had gained through life. So we did a little session with her, and she reconnected with her true self, what we call a heart, but obviously it's your higher self. And she made this list of what she loves, and it really reconnected her back into the joy of her time on the planet. And I read a few out before, but one of the ones I didn't read out was her. We've got Brave here. She really reconnected with the way that she was in life, which she acted from a lot of courage. her beauty in herself and her surroundings. And I think that's another really important thing, is she really saw her own beauty and really melded it with, you know, just who she is, her friends, her surroundings, and going into nature. She loved dancing, and she loved her husband, his eyes, his genuineness, truthfulness, love for her, and his kindness. And she also had love for another man that lived in Colombia, and she told me a little bit about that connection as well. And it just goes to show that, you know, as human beings, you know, lovers, well, it's a bit cliche to say it's universal, but, you know, we can have different types of love and different levels and variations of it for lots of different people at the same time. That's partners and ex-partners. I just have a little notice to read out. And I picked it up at the Old School Arts Centre last night at the AGM. And they're having a monster garage sale, and it's on Sunday the 29th of September from 10 till 2. So head on down there. There'll probably be tons of bargains. I'll just read it out, what's on the notice, otherwise I'll probably balls it up. So it says, in the meantime, we are also calling out to the community to search their wardrobes, basements and garages for unwanted books, garden items, plants, clothing, baking, oh my God, my eyes, to household items. Does it say baking to household items, sporting, fishing items and art. So yeah, quality donated goods can be delivered between the 25th and the 28th of September, so not quite yet, but just get it all ready in a pile to go. So between the 25th and the 28th, drop it off at the Old School at 5 Stuart Street between 10 and 1. They're saying please no CD or DVDs or electrical goods or large furniture. And thank you very much for your support. So, and there's a number here if you do have any inquiries, 07825 0023. So that's that one, and we have another one about Sotimba, but I'll read that later. Let's have a song in the meantime. I've got a very short list today, and I think I'm just about run out of songs. Let's do Johnny Cash, Hurt.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way.
Johnny Cash, and you're listening to Heart Talks and with Jane. And yes, I do have scarred vocal cords, that's why I sound like I do. And I don't have anyone on the show today that I've interviewed, but I sort of feel like I have in a way, because we've been talking a lot about Alethea, who passed away in the UK 4 or 5 days ago. And so I sort of feel like she's been here with us the whole time. And I'm sure she's enjoying the notoriety on Raglan Radio. So, yeah, this show goes out to her and celebrating her, you know, the life that she had. And she had 3 children and a husband and obviously boyfriends and lovers. And she, yeah, she, I think she, from looking at, I only knew her for 5 months, but looking at her photos on Facebook, she obviously knew how to enjoy life. And she loved with all her heart, which I think is the secret to success as well, you know. Don't hold back. Yeah, we get hurt, and of course we do, but at the end of the day, you know, it's, lovers, as they say, makes the world go round. And, yeah, and being true to yourself and being true to who you are, and just, and doing what you love, like really setting that intention, but also just knowing what you love. And I read out a bit of a list before of Alethea. We had a, on one of our chats on Zoom, we had a couple of animal communication sessions, but a lot of the time we just called up. And yeah, she actually, she'd lost that connection to herself, and wanted to find the joy that she had felt at different times in life. So we did a little process which reconnected her, and she made a list of what it was that she really brought her joy, and what was true for her and she loved. So yeah, and I've been reading that book, Lemmy, autobiography of, you know, the lead guy in Motorhead. And yeah, and I read this story about, because he knew all those bands and musicians. He was a roadie for the Jimi Hendrix Experience. He really had an amazing life. Well, he's still alive, I think. So yeah, he was talking about when he met Sid Vicious from the Sex Pistols, and he said he said I asked him to teach him to play the bass. And so he said, yeah, sure. So 3 days into these bass lessons, Lemmy said to Sid, you're real crap, you cannot play the bass. And Sid said, yeah, I know, I'm rubbish. And so, and then apparently Lemmy saw Sid a week or two later, and Sid said, guess what, I'm in the Sex Pistols, I'm the new bass player. And then Lemmy said, yeah, but you can't play the bass. And he says, yeah, I know, but I'm in the Pistols. And so it's like, you know, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to be in the Sex Pistols. And yeah, it's a bit crap on the bass, but, you know, he was the Sex Pistols, really. And Johnny Rotten was there as well. But, yeah, it just goes to show when you decide something, you set that intention and you go for it, and you don't let other people's, you know, perceptions of you get in the way, then you can do anything, really. Yes, where are we at? Nearly time to wind up. But let's have another song, and let's go back to Siani's Xmas 23 list. We interviewed Siani last week, and she was telling us about how she brings her heart to Christmas and makes this Spotify playlist for people for Christmas Day. And she's got like 150 songs on this list, and it just covers the whole like 8 or whatever hours of Christmas Day right through. And she puts a lot of thought into it, and I'm pretty sure we can find something on here to play now. Let's play, let's try Black Christmas by Polystyrene.
Black smoke blows against the midnight sky.
by Polystyrene. That was an interesting little number. That was off Siani's Xmas 23 Spotify playlist that she gives to people for Christmas. She prefers to give experiences rather than things, which I'm all on board for because it takes that commercialism out of Christmas. And we talked about that on last week's show. So I'm just going to grab this September thing because Craig forgot to read it out on Over the Fence. So, yeah, there's quite a few different things going on in September. There's a few things that have been and gone, so we won't read those out. There's on Monday the 16th of September, it's this Monday, from 7:30 to 8:30. Looks like it's on Zoom. There's a sustainable online wardrobe tour. So if you're keen to simplify your wardrobe and be a bit lighter on the planet, Nicola from Mainstream Green will share easy, practical tips, and that's free to join on Zoom. So, yeah, if you want to, if you're looking to cull your wardrobe, you've got a lot of stuff in there that you don't wear, but you don't know how to do it, that would be a really good one to join. On Wednesday, next Wednesday, there's Mend and Reuse, and that's from 2 till 4, and that's at the Raglan Community House basement room. So join us to learn simple sewing skills, including darning, adding a patch, repairing zips, useful, and Shishiko, the Japanese art of highlighting rips and tears with contrasting thread. Yeah, if you've got some stuff to mend, take it there. 2 to 4 on Wednesday next week at the basement room at the community house, and that's free. And then on Friday at the Martini Hall, I grew up in Martini, 6 till 9, start to tackle, oh, it's another repair thing. So, yeah, take your repairs along to the Martini Hall between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. on Friday. It's actually $10 because it looks like they supply quite a bit of stuff to do that. Or get going creative with some refashioning. There's a sew-a-thon. And that's at the Stewart Street Hall on Saturday the 21st, 10 till 12. So, yeah, again, it's about repairing. So there's just a lot of upcycling workshops and saving clothes so that you can repair them without chucking them out, which is really a very good thing to do. I think it's a bit of a lost art, actually. Yeah, and there's a few other things. The notice is in the window here at the radio station, so if you want to come and have a look, the details about Sewtember. So, yeah, so you're listening to Heart Talks, and we've dedicated today's program to Alethea, who passed away in the UK about 5 days ago. And, yeah, as I've said, to repeat myself, we only connected about 5 months ago when a client suggested that she make an appointment to find out what happened to her cat. And, yeah, so she got hold of me, and at that stage had been told she only had 2 weeks to live, but she ended up hanging on in there for another 5 months. And yeah, and I'm really glad she did, because our connection taught me a lot. And yeah, and I'd like to think that our sessions and our chats and stuff helped her along the way as well. So yeah, let's chuck back in another song. I'm sure she would have liked Orville Peck. Who wouldn't? All I can say.
Sun comes up over the plains, lay in bed, sleep the day away. Think of all the things we used to see, all those pictures of you and me. And I know that this time tomorrow I gotta go. And I know that love don't leave you anymore. For sit down and just cry where you're standing. I sit alone anyway, every night in your arms. And now I know that this time tomorrow I gotta go.
All I can say, that's a nice one. For Alethea, we're dedicating the show to her heart talks today as she passed away from cancer in the UK. Next week on the show, we are having our lovely station manager, Aaron, is going to come on and have a chat to us and tell us how he brings his heart to the world and what he loves doing. So that'll be interesting. And I've got book club tonight. It's at the Stoned Cow at 6 o'clock. And the book that our theme was relationships. And So it's on fortnightly, the book club, if you're interested. And the theme was relationships, and it's really got me thinking about putting together some workshops, in live ones. Just, you know, because it's really important that we connect from the heart and not from the egoic structure. And I talked about that earlier in the show, but it's really important to not come from a place of lack, like lack of love, lack of money, and because then we might create love or money for a while, but if we come from that place, then the pendulum's going to eventually swing back the other way and we're going to experience that lack again. If we come from the higher and we purely go for what we love, we connect on our own level, so we bring in love and money that's equal to our own energy, and it sticks, and it resonates, and so we're off the pendulum altogether. We're on the apex, so when it swings back, it is going to swing back the other way, but it's not going to affect us. What we create is going to last. So the book that I've got for book club is called The Enneagram in Love and Work, and the Enneagram is a 9-point star, and it alludes that we have different personality types. And so over the next few shows, I'm actually going to bring some of this book to the show and some of the information in it, because it is really, really interesting. So, yeah, watch this space, because, you could pick up some tips about attracting the love of your life or attracting more business and success. So, yeah. Anywho, thank you very much for listening, if you're listening out there or if you're listening to the podcast. And we'll just go out with a song. For Alethea, because, you know, this has been all about her, and even though we didn't have someone to interview this week, I feel like she's been our guest on the show. So, yeah, she led a life that she loved. So let's find a song for her that depicts that. Let's do Rod Stewart, All for Love. And I will see you, catch you next week. Kakite.
When it's love you give,
I'll be a man of good faith.
In love you live,
I'll make a stand, I won't break.
I'll be the rock you can build on. Be there when you're old, to have and to hold.
When there's love inside,
there's a reason why.
I'll prove to you we belong.
I'll be the wall that protects you from the wind and the rain, from the hurt and the pain.
Yeah, hey.
Let's make it.
It's love.
your face.